How I write is often not how I'd like to write. In an ideal world, in order to write, I would sit at my desk, which would be neat and tidy, with a pot of freshly brewed tea. There would be a side plate with biscuits on. Chocolate ones. I imagine there would be some doilies thereabouts too, and milk in a jug. Of course the teaspoon is silver. I would be able to glance out of a window that framed a bucolic idyll where the sun always shone. I would take a deep breath, evoke the muse, and raise my fingers over the computer keyboard as if about to play Rachmaninoff 3 at Carnegie Hall. Exhaling, my fingers would come down onto the keys in alchemical communion. However, in the real, non-ideal world, how I write is often not very pleasant. How I write can be clumsy and awkward, painful and exasperating, and it can be very slow in coming. Sometimes it starts with the washing up, followed by hoovering the stairs. Yes, even the risers. At others, even the bathroom gets a look in. I know it's really bad when I notice the skirting boards need dusting. In fact, most times I sit down to write, I stand up again pretty fast. Some days I couldn't possibly tell you how I write. It just happens. On others, I blindly follow a GPS route round the houses from the Avenue of Joy via the Street of Despair, only to get stuck in the cul-de-sac of frustration or the dead end of vacuous block. Sometimes I write ugly and I rage at the machine. Other times I write falteringly, like a teenager groping their way through their first fumble. Sometimes my key is all off kilter. Other times I am metrical harmony. Sometimes I am arrhythmic, a pulse of peaks and troughs. Other times I am tachycardial, a racing thrust of a scribe. Mostly, though, I just try to write one sentence followed by another, and then another, for quite some time. I'm lucky. I can write anywhere, on anything. I like writing in cafes, because I like to keep an eye on the reel as I'm reflecting it. I also want to keep an ear open for the next unconsidered trifle. It can come from anywhere. An overheard conversation on a bus, a sound caught on the breeze as I ride by on my bicycle. If I'm writing scripts, it often starts with a sense of place. If I'm writing stories, it's nearly always a name that resonates. If I'm writing to commission, I usually don't get dressed. Imagining to order is hard. Instead, I haunt the house in my pyjamas and dressing gown, a hollow-eyed shadow as the deadline approaches. I sometimes wish I did have a fixed method. Other times I'm glad I don't. I don't write in a line. I write in circles. Sometimes concentric ones, spirals at others. Some days the merest swirl is the best I can do. Once you've got the lines, though, the how changes. The thought has become word, and now it must become deed. Time to shape, time to edit, time to craft.